In what has become a rite of spring, the Hanacroy Eel Net will be installed this afternoon in the Hanacroy Creek near the Albany-Greene County line. Transparent baby eels, sometimes called glass eels, are making their way up the Hudson River. Teams of scientists, students, and community volunteers are waiting for them. The count began a decade ago. Liz Lujudis is an environmental educator who has been working with migratory eels for 20 years. She's a regular volunteer for the Hudson River Eel Project.
The experience overall has just been absolutely fantastic because we are able to get into the stream early in the season, which is very invigorating because the water is usually pretty cold, and then find that there's all sorts of life in the stream, even though in some cases the snow hasn't melted yet. Particularly these baby American eels, which are tiny, transparent little wisps of a fish. Yet they're very hardy and have traveled so far to reach the Hanacroy Creek. Even though I've been doing it for a lot of years, the wonder of pulling these baby eels out of the net never decreases.
The project is coordinated by the State Department of Environmental Conservation and partner agencies. Chris Bowser, DEC's Estuary Education Coordinator, says all of the river eels citizen scientists are tracking were hatched somewhere in the Sargasso Sea.
Roughly between Bermuda and Puerto Rico. So every eel along the East Coast was hatched there and then spends the first year of their life riding the Gulf Stream and other currents and getting scattered across the east coast of North America. And some of them end up in the Hudson River. But they don't just stop there at the mouth of the Hudson. They continue up the estuary. They continue up the tributaries. They continue up into the watershed, where many of them will mature for 10 or 20 years. And then finally, at the end of their life, they might be 2 or 3 feet long and 10 or 20 years old, they will head back to the ocean. They've got some sort of homing instinct, some sort of internal compass that leads them back there to spawn once and die.
Tracy Testo is a program coordinator for the Environment and Natural Resource Program Area with Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene County.
The Hanacroy Creek is one of the upper streams on the Hudson River that we sample for eels migration. Our net is special in that we can only sample every day at low tide. So we look at the tide charts for Hudson and other areas close by and get an idea of when it will be most safe to access the stream.
When the tide is right, DEC staff, volunteers, and others haul their equipment to the stream, including a very long mesh net.
It's called a fike net, and that acts as a tunnel to focus the eels in through the net. So we install that with rebar, which we have to pound into the stream bed bottom to hold the net secure. We also tie it along the shore just to stabilize it a little bit more. We've found over the years that the eels like to travel upstream close to a bank. So through some trial and error, we discovered which bank they prefer on the Hanacroy Creek.
Volunteers check the fike net daily, count and weigh the captured eels, record the data, and release the eels upstream. Bowser points out the migratory American eel has been in decline over much of its range since the 1970s.
For thousands of years, many people in many cultures have loved to eat eels. And because of that, we see a story that we see with other species where we love something so much that we deplete their stocks. And so scientists and fisher folk alike noted in the 70s and 80s that eel numbers were going down. And that was a cause of great concern. So the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission set up monitoring protocols so that every state from Florida to Maine could keep an eye on how many of these juvenile glass eels were coming in from the ocean every year. It sort of meant as a basically taking the vital signs of the eel population. Well, Those protocols were set up, and some of us at the Department of Environmental Conservation said, you know, we could model these protocols and make them appropriate for citizen science, for trained volunteers, for high school students and college interns and watershed groups. They could be helping to collect this data, helping to collect these vital signs on different tributaries of the Hudson River estuary. And so that's one of the main reasons why we got this program started, was to collect those vital signs, but also to get those volunteers engaged in the river in a very new and different way. Not just sort of a one-time field trip to the river, or not just a recreational activity, but something that combines field work and science and discovery all in a wonderful package known as the Juvenile American Eel.
The DEC has more than a dozen eel monitoring sites. Lujita says the volunteers enjoy the springtime ritual of catching, counting, weighing, and releasing eels.
It's a surefire cure for cabin fever, just being out in the early spring. The whole community that is involved with eel conservation, it's a hearty crew, they have a good sense of humor, and they really care about all sorts of aspects of water, waterways, and the creatures that live in the water. And it's also the sense of helping these creatures to continue on their migration and to celebrate the fact that the Hudson River is a living system that is home to all these fish that are really connect us to the world. They're not just our fish. They are the global trust that we all are responsible for stewarding. And being an eel volunteer is part of that stewardship for me.
Waders and equipment are provided by the DEC Hudson River Estuary Program. DEC provides training for new eelers. Newbies work with established volunteers to gain experience checking the net. Again, Bowser.
On April 21st, we're going to be celebrating World Fish Migration Day. And this is a series of events that's going on all over the globe on that day. And on Saturday, April 21st, we'll be at the Fallkill Creek in Poughkeepsie, New York, at around noon, doing some special events. We'll be sampling for eels. We'll have some displays set up. Some folks can actually see these eels and help us count and help us do the monitoring. And that takes place right at the Upper Landing Park by the Mid-Hudson Children's Museum.
Officials say there's always a need for more volunteers. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.